tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky. And today I am not alone. I am joined by yours truly, The Brain.
What's up? What's up? You know what I need? I need like an entrance song, you know, like
Why
a theme song.
For what? What is the reason?
I think it's just going to make it so cool. And like, I think it should be like a fun addition, you know. Building suspense, you know, it's like a drum roll, you know, like when you'd see in WWE, you know, it's the Undertaker walk.
Okay,
out,
so
know,
if we give you this and, this drum roll, what happens after that?
Oh, then like my theme song plays as I come in, and then I feel on top of the world. This is all up on me.
Okay.
Right now.
Got it.
And stroking my ego.
Got it. Okay. So that's an idea for next time. But on today's show, we're going to be taking a look at what the people, they have decided is a list of a whole bunch of random tech and items that you should get in 2021. Well, what's left of 2021.
Yeah.
Basically, the coolest gadgets and items of this year.
Yeah. Voted by the interwebs.
By them.
Voted by the internet.
They incorporated.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. I think we can jump into that.
Let's go.
And judge them. Judge they.
Okay. Starting it off very nicely. A rechargeable lighter so that you can light every single candle in your house.
Huh. A rechargeable. You know, in South Africa, this is a must buy.
But wait. Rechargeable means that you'd need to charge it.
Oh, in South Africa, this is a very bad purchase.
It's a very bad purchase because we lack electricity now and then. And when we need this lighter, it's to light the candles. Do you understand?
So exactly.
Maybe in other countries, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, especially for the fact that you don't have to keep going to buy matches or buy, like, you know, lighters. Instead of, like, keeping to buy, you can just recharge. So it's a very cool concept.
Just not in South Africa, because you'd want to light candles because there's no electricity.
Exactly.
But then there's no electricity to recharge your rechargeable
lighter. So now you don't have candle light and you don't have electricity.
In the darkness, regretting all your decisions.
Exactly. Best in genital is the next one.
Oh, yes. So another one is a wireless charger. So, of course, these are pretty cool. I think they became quite popular. 2019, 18, that's when they really started to gain traction, whereby it's pretty much, imagine like, it should be like a little, do you want to say pad or like, just
it
imagine
is,
like a little block
pads.
That you just, that you just put your phone on and it begins to charge.
You know, it's super great for iPhone users because we don't have an earphone jack anymore. So our charging jack is basically your earphone jack, so you weren't able to listen to music and charge at the same time, and this fixes that issue.
It's available pretty much for all the Android, iOS kind of devices.
Yeah,
I just need to
Android, y'all, the charging pad was just like a
options.
Nice feature. As it was like a solution to a problem.
Yeah. That was presented by Apple themselves.
Exactly. So they could make more money and sell you charging wireless pads.
I guess it's kind of cool, but I'm one of those. I think it's a cool thing to have just for like show. But like, I guess you gave a use case here as an example. Because I'm just thinking, okay, what difference is it really bringing me? Because I know the other thing was usually they're slower than your wired cables in charging. Yes, so it's slower in charging your phone. So they're catching up to like your normal wired charges, but it's a bit slower. Yeah, in charging your. So I think it's a cool thing to have.
It is a cool thing to have. Next on our list, we have a mug warmer. This is very interesting because if you are somebody who takes 2 hours to drink your coffee, you don't want cold coffee, right? And you don't want to keep going to the microwave to like warm it up. So somebody decided to invent a mug warmer where you have this thing and you just put your cup of coffee or your cup of tea on there and it keeps reheating your tea for you. It's a very interesting invention, but it's like weird. Okay, I'm not a hot beverage drinker. And when I do drink hot beverages, I drink it like within the time of it still being hot. I don't take like 3 hours
to drink.
You just
chug.
Yeah.
You chug it. Burnt tongue and everything.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty cool thing. I think this, especially in the 21st century, especially in the times we're living in right now, a lot of people are home.
Yeah.
So usually a lot of people are making themselves some sort of hot beverage, you know.
Yeah, but drinking water is still hot.
No, but, you know, you don't usually just drink them to finish it. You know, you kind of, how do I describe it? You're kind of drinking it and getting back to what you're doing, and sometimes you get zoned into what you were doing, and then you forget about the drink, and then you kind of get back to it. So this would actually be like a 10 out of 10, eh?
Okay, well, I guess it applies to the people who need it.
Yeah, a lot of people, I would say.
Okay, moving right along to the next one.
So we have an external battery charger. So I think I've seen these.
It's like one of those brick thingies that you put at the back of your phone.
Exactly. No, those are pretty nifty. Hey, I think that's a must have.
It's the same thing as a power bank.
I guess. But of course, with the power bank, now you need cables and all that other stuff. You know, plugging the thing in and all. But I think even a power bank is something that I would see is necessary to have as you go around.
Yeah, very necessary.
Because the amount of times I've been out and the phone is just like dead, be it when to take pictures, when I record something, wanting to do something as important as even like get a ride back home, and then my phone dies.
Yeah, no, definitely. That is a need. Something that is not a need, which is very weird that people are even making and buying this, is a lightsaber umbrella.
So this is a must have.
How is that a must have? So basically, it's a normal umbrella, but the stick part of it is literally a lightsaber that actually lights up.
That is the coolest thing.
Okay, but the whole.
A person could get for you.
It's a little bit weird because the lightsaber, in order for the lightsaber to light up, right, you'd need like some type of electricity, whether it's battery powered, whether it's whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the whole thing with an umbrella, it's raining. So why are you mixing water and electricity?
No, it's got this. Unless maybe the fear is being like struck by lightning.
Exactly.
I don't know how likely
that
would be.
I feel like
it's a small price to pay to look flip and cool.
Okay.
You know how sick it would look? It's like all dark and gloomy. Then there's like this red kind of like lit up kind of like umbrella there, and you just stand. Like it just looks so sick. I think it looks cool.
Okay. Are we buying this thing because it looks sick, or are we buying it for functionality?
Buy it because it looks cool.
Okay.
Practicality is secondary.
So you just want to look
cool. Points.
Okay. All right. Got you.
Yeah, what do we have next? Okay, so we have a phone soap UV sanitizer.
This makes sense because we are living in a pandemic. But at the same time, since when did we become such germophobes? Like, you know, we've always...
Since the pandemic.
Yeah, but the thing is, we can't get rid of all the germs because we need germs. We need bacteria.
Well, there's specific that you need, like, you know, your gut bacteria in your body and whatever other stuff. But everything else on the outside, you don't want it on anything.
Yeah, but everything else on the outside, we've always lived with it.
But now we're a bit more cautious, if I can say, towards on the outside because of the pandemic. We've now become a lot more aware of stuff.
Yeah.
Or a lot more, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to say afraid, but I guess I'll just use afraid for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Because now we've seen, like, hey, this smaller key stuff, bacteria, viruses, and the impact they can have on the human body.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want to take any chances.
In that case, that makes sense. That makes sense. But it's unnecessary. As much as it makes sense, it's literally...
Yeah, well, I guess...
Yeah.
You're not a germaphobe, so, yeah.
Look, I am as much as a germaphobe as anybody else. I'm not, like, an extreme germaphobe. But I'm just also anti, like, extreme. I'm not an extremist when it comes to anything. So I'm just, like, a mild...
attack again. Can you imagine a news report? They just break into a bank and spray everybody with sanitizer and run out.
Exactly, exactly.
They need to be stopped.
Exactly. Okay, so next we have a charging dock. This one for me makes sense because as much as I'm not a germaphobe, I do like everything to have its place. And the nice thing about a charging dock is that it basically minimizes, like, cables and things all over the place. So, like,
yeah,
you can have your devices all neatly put together.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a must-have.
No, truly, truly, truly. It helps you out to the whole cable management, which can get pretty messy the more devices you have.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I agree. So another thing on the list was a heated massager pillow. That's a lot.
Okay, wait. I feel like you should just choose one. Choose one. Do you want the comfort of the heat or do you want the massage? That's just like, but that would feel great if you have the money to, like, you know, spend on it. But, like,
I'm thinking though, like, okay, let's say it's a cold night or something.
Yeah.
I'm never really too concerned about heating my head up because it's a pillow.
No. It's not a pillow that you, like, put on your head. It's one of those pillows that you, like, put on your chair, that you put, like, on your back.
Because I was like thinking, I'm, like, laying down, and then there's this thing moving back and forth.
I don't think anybody wants a face massage. That's just weird. That's very weird.
Massage my head and my ear.
This next one, I think, is unnecessary, but there are people who will fight me, and that's a gaming keyboard.
I would fight
gaming keyboards. Look cool. They look amazing with the lights, and it just looks elite, but these things are hella expensive for no reason.
You're paying for quality.
You're paying for the look.
No, even, like, you know, with the gaming keyboards, the keys and the key mechanism is actually pretty good, so typing on them also feels pretty good as well.
Okay.
Like feedback you get per key and all that stuff, and also the lights. The lights,
so.
Come on, man! It looks, and you can configure the lights as well.
If you say so.
So that's a must buy.
A must.
You don't need to pay your child's school fees. Just buy.
Don't pay your child's school fees. Buy yourself a gaming keyboard. You heard it first.
To all dads out there.
Okay, to all dads out there, and to all the moms, Beston, tell us what is the next item.
An air fryer.
An air fryer, the most revolutionary invention of our decade. An air fryer.
Damn.
Beston.
Damn.
With an air fryer, you can basically make anything without oil. So you can... Oh, do you know how amazing this is?
I like the oil.
Look, I don't mind oil, but I don't like that greasy, like, oily, like, no, not a fan.
But if it's well done, you know, something is.
But it's not always well done. It's not always well done. But listen, an air fryer is a great invention.
It is. But I wouldn't say the best or most revolutionary of the decade, though.
Quarter two. Next item on the list is a Samsung TV that will disguise itself as a picture frame when it's not in use. So when you're using it, it looks like a normal TV, but when it's not being used, it literally looks like one of those huge picture frames. Like, you wouldn't even say it's a TV. I think that is cool. That is super cool. So it doesn't turn black, like, you know, like the screen goes, it doesn't go black. It literally looks like a painting.
So pretty much just puts on like a screensaver.
Yeah, but a realistic one. And it also doesn't have like the edges or the frame of like a normal TV.
So no bezels.
Not,
So that's a bump up in your electricity bill because the thing is always on.
But you know what? We can sacrifice the children's school fees since, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. You know, I'm just one of those now. When it comes to TVs, like, I wouldn't get one because I'm never on there. More I would get a monitor or something, you know. But like, yeah, I guess it's a nice feature to have in a TV.
Yeah.
People walking in, oh wow, you're so sophisticated. You don't even have TV. You just have an art piece. Like, yeah, that's me.
Yep.
That's me.
Yep. How will they know?
You'll never know. All right. So another thing is an electric toothbrush.
Okay.
This I feel like I've been missing out because I've never bought myself an electric toothbrush ever.
I've also never owned an electric toothbrush. And I feel like... Listen, I'm a very weird toothbrusher, so this would make sense for me because I use two different toothbrushes. And
at the same time.
Not at the same time, but first I start off with a toothbrush that is... It's hard. Like, the bristles are, like, very hard. And then I brush with the soft bristle. So I feel like just because I like my mouth being super clean, I think I should actually stop wasting my time and invest in an electric toothbrush.
Or you just get one of those medium. You know, there's the medium range.
No, I need both of them.
Soft.
I need both of them.
Medium is the best of both worlds.
It's not. It's not. Because then it's taking away the thing that the hard one does, you know, like they all have their purpose.
It pretty much does a little bit of both. This is the first time I've heard that you actually use in succession. So you finish the one, you put it away, take another one. Damn.
Do you know what my logic is? Let me tell you what my logic is. You know, when you clean your house, right? You first sweep the house and then you mop. So that's my logic, is that I'm first.
Then why don't you just floss then? At this point, you just floss.
Oh,
you
no, I still floss.
You floss. Oh my gosh.
Moving right along, a portable projector. A portable projector.
Okay, I'm just processing what I have just heard. I don't know whether to be afraid or impressed.
With a portable projector.
No. With your teeth brushing situation. But a portable projector, I think those are really cool, eh? That's actually pretty cool because they're usually big and clunky.
Yeah.
And the portable ones are like actually pretty nice. You know, you set up a... But also, you know, with a projector, you need to pretty much set your house up for a projector. You just need like a blank wall.
Well, if it's
like a white
portable,
blank wall. Or,
if it's portable.
Because you need something to project on, though.
If it's portable, it's not for my house. It means I'm coming to Beston's house and I'm projecting. It means I'm going to work and I'm projecting. It means I'm going to the mall and I am projecting. That is what portable means, you know?
She's become a menace. Police are on the chase after the projector
after
girl
the
pops
projector
up
girl.
During a surgery.
That's even a name, projector girl.
There is
so cool.
An open heart surgery taking place. Naomi breaks in. Guys, check out my portable projector. Bam.
No, I'll show them, like, you know, videos.
Doctors distracted.
No.
patient, not me.
Moving right along, Bestman. Tell us what is our last... No, not our last item. Second last item.
Oh, this would be... This is perfect for you. An all-in-one vacuum and mop. I feel like you would love this a lot. As someone who likes being very thorough.
You know what's crazy? Is that I wouldn't believe it. So I would... So I'd use it, right? But then I'd still go and mop afterwards. Because I could believe that, yes, it's vacuuming, but I wouldn't trust it to mop properly.
You know, at this point, I just think these are trust issues.
It's not trust issues. And remember, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm just mild. I'm mild.
I think maybe OCD.
I'm not an extremist. Even with OCD, it's just mild.
You got a little bit of both, germophobia, OCD, and a bit of trust issues. All coupled together into what you are now.
Last but not least, we have a 64-piece iFixit kit.
Damn. That would be cool. It has these are got always cool.
Everything you need to fix anything. Basically.
Yep. It's even one of those maybe you never use, but it's really cool to have.
Yep. Now listen, the amount of times that my glasses have broken, I literally have a repair it kit, and this whoever invented this thing is a genius. They're literally a genius. It literally has mini screwdrivers and elastic bands and everything that you would need to fix your glasses. So now that's like 5 pieces. Imagine a 64-piece fix it kit that you can fix anything. This is genius.
No, it would be really good. And a lot of these like super useful inventions are always come from a person, you know, who had a problem. Like, why don't we have this? I need something that's going to do all of this at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that is it from our list. That is it from Pinky and the Brain. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We had fun. Bestman, what is your top 2 from this list?
Top 2.
If you say the lightsaber.
And the lightsaber umbrella.
Wow. I would say the air fryer and the 64-piece fix-it kit.
I see.
Cool. That's it from us. Until next time. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gabbing Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
It's God's Glory Music. They bring you Indie Gospel Flavor, the mixtape volume 1. Up next is EC, the joint's called Home. People, is that straight mystery fire? Let's go.
Fire.
I rock Jesus.
Yeah, I had to make a decision. When I lay down my whole life and keep living the life I was living. He had to break it way down and he did it with so much precision. I can't do this without you, I'm a sinner. Who am I kidding? Couldn't say no, but I did it, yeah. Now I'm forgiven. Trying to do it independent. I'll be honest, I was tripping. You gotta cherish every minute. TikTok and your time's up. It's free to follow in the word of God who really wants to live life tied up. I feel my joy in this world for me now. I lay back and rejoice and be glad. You told me be bold in my music, then gave me a pen and a pad. Sometimes I thank God that he didn't give me all the things that I pray for. Cause I wouldn't be doing the things that I know that I really was made for. Got a second chance, let me hit my holy dance. Gotta thank him in advance that he put me in his plans. Had to repent and wash my hands, now his mercy's got me cleansed. When you know that he before you, tell me who can be against Jack, yeah. Everything I do it all for you. Every breath I breathe, I give it all to you. It's no secret, I know what I'm supposed to do. Father, I surrender my whole soul to you. I ain't gon' do no more frontin'. You don't gotta worry about me cause I'm coming. I done spent my whole life running. But I sure know what home is. Stop caring about the past. Stop caring what my friends say. The way I'm ballin' on them now.
They should give your boy a 10-day. Yeah. The church service every Sunday. The Bible study every Wednesday. Yeah. Still serving in between. The devil trying to intervene. He met a moment when it changed. We got the victory. It ain't no mystery. We put him out of his misery. He ain't messing with my ministry. No, can't let him get to me. The holy life just meant for me. I let the Father pour into me. Look at all the things he did for me. He took his scripture to rip at me. I can repay all the debt that I owe. So I let a hand on my GPS. He gonna tell me which way I should go. There's gonna be a time when everybody's gonna have to bow down and confess. Show them that I'm down for rallying my body to rest. Yeah, I can do this on my own. So I got him on the main line. Now I'm walking with the same mind. You got the love that you can't find. Far from perfect in your eyesight, but I know you got me. Now I'm